The general tradition at this end of the year is to give generously, although that practice doesn't seem to extend to blood donation. There are concerns that stocks are running low at the moment. Our reporter Stephanie Boris volunteered to go along and she filed this report.
I'm not scared of needles, but for some reason the thought of giving blood makes me queasy.
I'm so nervous.
It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be nervous.
Do you do it often?
I try and do it quite often.
Yeah. I'm at the Blood Bank in Canberra, formerly known as the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood Centre.
And just a little bit of a sting, wiggle your toes.
Looking after me is Kimberly Dunford, a donor services nursing assistant.
And we are going to be collecting 645 mils, which should be about 35 minutes.
I'm sitting in a large chair, needle in arm, with tubes going back to a large noisy machine, ready to give plasma. Standing next to me is Felix Palmer from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood.
Okay, am I looking relaxed?
You're looking very relaxed. You're very comfortable. I think you look like you've done this before and you'll do it many times again.
He explains the difference between what happens to plasma, which is what I'm donating, and a normal blood donation.
So we can store plasma, the plasma that we take from you today for 2 years. We'll fractionate that plasma and turn it into 18 life-giving products that are sent to a whole range of people.
And if I was to be just donating blood, how long does that last and how many people would that help?
Yeah, so a whole blood donation will last about 42 days. Specific components of that blood donation, the platelets in particular, which are your clotting factor, only have a shelf life of 5 days. So it's really important that people are coming in and donating blood across the Christmas period.
Australian Red Cross Lifeblood is concerned stocks will run low as people head away on holidays. 7,500 donations are needed between now and the 2nd of January.
Everyone is off enjoying the break, which is fantastic, but of course our recipients are still in need of that donated blood.
Kath Stone is the Executive Director of Donor Services.
A lot of people associate blood transfusions with trauma patients, but in reality, more than a third of the blood collected goes to people with cancer or blood disorder.
She's hopeful more people will take the time to donate.
1 in 3 Australians will need blood or blood products in their lifetime, and of the 9 million eligible donors in Australia, only 500,000 donate blood.
Lifeblood asks you to put aside about an hour for a blood donation and a bit longer if you're giving plasma. That covers the time it takes to fill out the form, talk to a nurse about your medical history, donate and have a milkshake and some food.
There's lots of cheese, biscuits, sweet, savoury, salty.
Belinda Fardell has seen firsthand the difference donations make.
I worked all my professional life as a pharmacist in haematology, oncology and palliative care.
She now volunteers at the blood centre in Canberra. After making me a milkshake and handing me cheese and biscuits, she reflects on her time working in hospitals.
So bone marrow transplants wouldn't happen without platelets and blood, and the impact that blood can have on someone who has a low hemoglobin and is short of breath, weak, and generally not interested in anything, and a couple of bags of blood can pick them up and give people a little bit of energy and a real perk.
By simply sitting in a chair, I've saved lives. My plasma donation is sent for screening before it's made into 18 life-giving treatments. As Kimberly Dunford finalises the paperwork, I ask how I went.
You did excellent. We did that in 27 minutes and 49 seconds.
While nervous at the beginning, I'll return with confidence the next time I go. And I'm just one of many. A new blood donor is needed every 5 minutes.
Stephanie Boris reporting.